In Geneva today, U.S. and Russian officials are discussing a Russian plan that would place the Syrian regime's chemical weapons under international control. However, conventional weapons have killed more than 100,000 people in that civil war. Some of the heaviest fighting is happening in the historic Christian town of Maloula. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen was there with Syrian army units who were trying to recapture the town.
The commander, called Nidal, told me his men were pushing up towards a rebel strongpoint. Among the rebel militias that seized Maloula last week was the Nusra Front, jihadists who are allied with al-Qaeda. Most of the Syrian troops trying to push them out were volunteers who've joined a territorial force called National Defense. Nusra are a terrorist group, he said. They're destroying Syria and all the Syrian people are against them. They're destroying churches and mosques. Maloula has some of the oldest Christian churches in the Middle East. Its people, now in Damascus, still speak Aramaic, the language they believe was spoken by Christ. Most Christians and other minority sects in Syria support the regime, or believe it's a better option than jihadist rebels and foreign fighters.
They say they're trying to flush out a sniper who's at the top of the hill there. Well, I've been here, I've been talking to some of the soldiers. A lot of them are local men, some of them Christians, who say that they're fighting for the town and for what it stood for, and as well as that, they are Bashar al-Assad loyalists, and they're fighting, they say, for him.
Maloula is treasured by every Christian in the Middle East, and the rebel advance here horrified them. The Syrian army is well supplied with arms and ammunition by Russia and Iran. Fresh troops, including more volunteers from Christian areas in Damascus, got ready to go into action. The men here said Western countries opposed to the Assad regime were backing the wrong side and should help them to fight jihadist rebels. He said, tell the EU and the Americans that we sent them St. Paul 2,000 years ago to take you from the darkness, and you sent us terrorists to kill us. Wounded men were rushed back from the front line. This is the reality of the war in Syria. The outside world is arguing about chemical weapons. But conventional weapons have killed more than 100,000 people on all sides of this civil war and kill more every day. As we left Maloula, Syrian army jets were circling looking for targets. Supporters of pro-Western armed rebels thought a few days ago that the Americans might tilt the war their way by attacking the regime's armed forces. The fact that the world's most powerful military might not now come after them is very good news for the Syrian army and its supporters.
The BBC's Jeremy Bowen in Maloula, Syria.
And one quick correction now. Yesterday when we were telling you how pop star Nicki Minaj was facing a copyright suit over her song Starships, we mentioned that Robin Thicke was in a legal fight with Marvin Gaye's estate over his song Blurred Lines. But we said Gaye's estate filed the suit. It's actually the other way around. Robin Thicke preemptively asked a judge to determine that his song does not copy Gaye's work. Back in a minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.